Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Tuesday. 7 minutes or so after 8 a.m. Welcome to Feedback. 715-845-2155. A couple of interesting stories we'll talk about today. The money that we were initially going to send to the new government of the Ukraine. Remember that?
Oh, we got billions of dollars we're going to send over there.
How much of it do you think is going to go to the Russian government? We'll talk about that. Also, in a local story, this is a very unfortunate circumstance. The Wausau Newman coach that has been arrested, Michael Switalski, having child porn in his possession. This is a difficult, this is a heartbreaking story. But you know how I feel about people that are consuming child porn. We'll talk about the case. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we had somebody on the phone, but that's okay. They bailed out. Let me jump in first to the money that we talked about briefly. Albeit briefly, of the billions of dollars of USA that was going to go to the Ukraine. As a result of all this conflict. Now, it all got started, if you remember, there was some civil unrest and protests against the Ukrainian government. People were saying they are tyrannical, that they are not paying attention to the needs of the people. They are lining their own pockets. Familiar sounding story, isn't it, in that part of the world and in many other places around when you have individuals who come to power because they want to, they're doing it for their own gain, not for the betterment of the people that they are trying to govern. So immediately the United States says, okay, we will come to your aid. You are fighting for independence. You're fighting for freedom. We will come to your aid. And billions of dollars were pledged to go to the Ukraine. This is even more complicated than we originally thought. Here's why. The government of that area entered into an agreement with the World Monetary Fund and basically got a low-interest loan, a guaranteed low-interest loan. And part of the agreement, part of the criteria for the payments to remain very, very low, you know, giving them some capital in order to get started, get building up, and to improve their country, et cetera, et cetera. The World Monetary Fund said, listen, as long as your debt ratio, the amount of money you owe compared to the amount of money you are making as a nation, your gross national product, remains within these set parameters, You don't have to pay us back except for the low interest, okay? We'll worry about the rest of it later. You go ahead and get yourself started up. Well, part of those assets came from the Russian government. Now, if we send billions of dollars to that nation, and it is not a gift, but a loan, guess what? That throws their loan and debt to asset ratio out of whack with this World Monetary Fund loan. By contract, by agreement, part of that loan would have to be paid back immediately, a large chunk. And guess who would get the money? Yep, Putin's government. So if we send billions of dollars to the Ukraine, we are literally going to be putting about $1 billion to $2 billion, U.S. dollars, into the Russian government's coffers. How do you like that? And there's nothing we can do about it. This is the loan agreement. This is what happens when you have countries loaning money to other countries.
Well, there is something you do about it. You just don't give the money to the Ukraine.
Well,
Let them fend for themselves or get the money from somewhere else.
Okay, yeah, that is one option, but that's not what our government is going to do. All right, so let's talk about this. The Ukrainian government The Russian government, Vladimir Putin and Medvedev, they have offered so magnanimously, they have offered to allow this area to join Russia. You are not happy with the government of Ukraine. Break away. Oh, by the way, that the whole constitution thing that says that you can't. Don't worry about that. We have an army right here on the border that says you're not going to have to worry about that. You want to be part of Russia. And the people of that nation said, yes, we do want to be part of Russia.
And that may be what they want. But a vote like that with an army standing there as a coercive force cannot be upheld by the international community.
95% of the vote came in saying, yes, we want to be Russian. You know,
well, the word is that the people of the Crimean Peninsula do want closer ties with Russia than they do with the European Union. They are traditionally Russian. They are,
the Crimean people want to have a government they can trust. They want to have government that will provide for their needs. That's what the Crimean people want. The men and women and children of that area want to be warm in the winter. They want to have food on the table. They want to be able to live their lives without having to worry about starvation, freezing to death, invasion, etc., etc. These are the typical natural wants of humans. Okay. Now, the problem is they're being sold a bill of goods that Russia, we will take good care of you. This is as close to the old Cold War and Russian territorial aggression as it gets. I mean, what did the world do when Russia annexed Afghanistan? Russia just said, we like this part of the world. It's now ours. Everybody went nuts. We, the United States, helped the Mujahideen fight off the Russians. We armed them. We trained them. Okay, that came back to bite us in the butt when we bailed out and said, okay, now that we've helped you fight, we're pulling out. You guys are going to fend for yourself after we'd promised them so much. Hence the reason why, part of the reason why Osama bin Laden was so angry at us and took the action he did. But now you have the Russians moving into this part of the world, and what are we going to do about it? Well, the United States has issued sanctions on 7 members of the Russian, they're Russian officials.
I think it's more than that.
But no, there's 7. I've got the names of the 7 right here. Political or financial sanctions have been issued to these 7 people.
Their money has been frozen in both the United States and the European Union.
Yeah. And this is inconvenient for them. And the reaction from this, let's see here, the Obama administration, the United States European Union, put pressure on Russia to end its intervention in the Ukraine by imposing comprehensive sanctions against Russian officials. One of the Russian officials responded with, "Comrade Obama, why should those who have neither accounts nor property abroad do? Have you not thought about it?" His name is Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin, tweeted, by the way, "I think the decree of the President of the United States was written by some joker." All right, let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
Roy.
Roy, what can we do for you?
This Crimea condition is, Crimea used to be the Russian country itself for about 200 years. Khrushchev gave it back in 1954 as a gift to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Russian economy and country collapsed in 91, that's when everything went south, because Khrushchev didn't think it would happen. Now, 83% of the population of Crimeans voted, and 97% wanted to go back to being Russian, which they all are. Therefore, I don't understand the big deal about self-determination. We don't have a problem with Kosovo wanting to be separate from the rest of Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
and that was okayed by the United States like a year before the UN approved it. You have Scotland wants to separate from the UK. That's okay.
This is Ron Paul's position, too. Ron Paul said that earlier today, that we should have no interest in what flag flies over Crimea, just like Scotland, Catalonia, and some of these other places want self-determination.
This is Ron Paul, not Rand Paul.
Yeah. Right.
In the Falklands, you know, like about 9,000 miles from Britain. Why do they want that? Because there's oil there and gas. Mm-hmm. So my point is, if the people want to go to Russia, which they are Russian by culture, by nature, by 200 years of being part of Russia, and we say no to self-determination, then we have about maybe 25 states in America, my friends, who want to separate.
Well, yeah, California, I think California wants to break up into four or five different states. Part of Virginia is saying they want to, you know, Texas has always said they wanted to secede from the Union. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. And he brings up a very good point, which is something I mentioned earlier. If the people of this area come together and say, we want to separate from this government and we want to be independent, or we want to realign ourselves with, if it is the true will of the people, then I honestly feel that we should stay the hell out of it.
Well, and that is reportedly what it is. I mean, this is going to be a separate country that would be part of the Russian Federation, like other parts of the Russian Federation, whether it be Kazakhstan or any of these other
countries. Where I sincerely doubt is it the unfettered will of the people? Is it I believe the Russians are influencing this decision.
Well, I don't think there's any
question. Heavily. And there's a reason why. This part of the world is extremely valuable to Putin. This is part of his money-making process.
Well, plus it's their warm water port. They're never going to give up Sevastopol, even if there's a situation that goes on.
Yeah. So
they need Sevastopol as a warm water port.
Sure. Who doesn't? I take a Sevastopol supplement every morning.
All right.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back. More of your questions, comments, and phone calls when we get back. 715-845-2155.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I love how Levin makes you shake your head violently. I like him. I really do. I like him a lot. WSAU, welcome back to Feedback, 715-845-2155. Last but not least, if you think Tom liked the spot we did advertising Levin, he's going to love this. The reaction of the Russian leadership, Putin, the undersecretaries, these underlings, calling Obama weak. It is another example of what I have said many, many, many times. The actions of our president over these past few years of the way he has decided to handle many, many of the things that have happened have emboldened those who would like to do us harm. He has reduced us to a joke. The world knows that we still have teeth. The world knows that we still have the capability to do things, but we don't have a leadership that is willing to make that jump, and the people of the United States are sick and tired of war. I'm one of them. We've been at war in the Middle East now for, 12 years? Going on 13 years. I'm sick of this. I'm ready for this to be done. The problem is that there is always going to be a conflict. There is always going to be something that we have to do. Somewhere, there's going to be the need for us to be there. And we have to talk softly and carry a big stick.
All right, Mr. Stick.
And know that we're going to whack you with it when it comes time.
Like I've asked you many times when we talk about these situations, President Seth Mila is in the Oval Office this morning discussing what to do about Crimea. Oh, you just stop it.
Okay, seriously. If you're going to impose sanctions, all right, but let me just back up even further. The issue of Crimea wanting to separate from the Ukraine and become part of Russia. If we have, and this is where I have said over and over again, that human intelligence in the intelligence community, we need to have operatives on the ground who live there and know what the hell is going on, instead of us in the White House or in the Pentagon going, well, I think this is what's going on. Nothing surpasses human intelligence. Nothing surpasses someone in the Crimean government or the Ukrainian government that is talking to the United States through the CIA.
Well, unless you're on the CIA email list, how do you know that's not happening?
It is a known fact that the Obama administration has curtailed human intelligence in the intelligence community tremendously. He has tied their hands and cut funding for human intelligence. He thinks spying, the drones, blah, 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 all that is just as good. It's not. So first of all, human intelligence would give us an idea of what the heck is going on. If it is truly the will of the people to separate from one government and join another, it is none of our business. But if this is coercion, if this is intervention, if this is an attempt to underhandedly take over an area for political gain, more so for asset gain, the oil rights, shipping, etc., that could be perceived as a threat to us, the United States, or our allies in Europe, then we have to take action. Now, having said all that, the first thing we would do is, if you're going to enact sanctions, not on these underling nobodies, not on these seven deputy secretaries and deputy prime ministers and all this stuff. No, you put on a sanction on Putin himself. Lock his assets.
Well, first of all, I don't know how many assets those guys have left in the United States. If they were smart, they moved them out a while ago.
This is his point. The response was, what are you doing to those who have neither accounts nor property abroad? In other words, hey, Comrade Obama. That's exactly what he's doing.
But once again, the situation presents itself when Iraq went into Kuwait.
Right.
It became very clear to us that we, as the nation's or as the world's policemen, would have to put together a coalition of other countries and go in and get Saddam out of Kuwait.
Right. And it was well done. It was a coalition of many countries.
Well, and the European Union is on board in this situation with what's going to happen in Ukraine. Is this a situation like Iraq? If the Russians go in, if they have the tanks on the border and they've decided to make Ukraine part of the Russian Federation once again, as the leaders of the free world, what do we and what do the European Union do about that? We're not going to go into Crimea and get the Russians out, are we? I mean,
hey, listen, we were involved in Serbia, we were involved in Bosnia, we were involved in Herzegovina. We are involved.
There was ethnic cleansing going on in those places, so there was a reason, humanitarian reasons to do things there.
Yeah, I understand. Listen, this is the point, though. If you're going to play a game of bluff, if you're going to say, if you don't pull out, we're going to do something, there has to be teeth behind it. Right now, Obama says, well, if you don't do something, we're going to think about other sanctions. The Russia goes, really? You go ahead and you think about those sanctions all you want. Because as every second that ticks by that they're inside Crimea is theirs, and there's nothing we're going to be able to do about it. Let's go to the phones real quick before we wrap up this segment. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hi, this is Floyd.
Hey, Floyd. What up?
Boy, the old conspiracies just keep fulfilling themselves. Anyway, with the Russians and the sanctions, you can't commit too many sanctions to the Russians. Them boys hold a large, large stack of American debt, and they've been selling it off over the last 2 weeks at a pretty good rate. So you got to pay attention to that. You can't hit them too hard because, you know, and then, of course, when...
That's what your buddy Ron Paul said, that the trade is too important to mess with too much here.
It's more than that. They're selling out our debt, right? They're putting the money back in. So the Fed's now holding a debt of way over $1 trillion of phony paper money. So it would kill us more. They've just got to let that little country go back to where it belonged in the first place. But the next thing becomes your point on the money, where as soon as the bankers moved in and took over the part of the Ukraine again, here comes Putin and moved into that territory. So there's so much to this, while the whole world is focused on a missing airliner. Have you noticed that? And God bless those people.
Wait a minute. You're going to tie the two together?
Yeah, he did. See, you see what happened here.
It's a false flag. The missing plane is a false flag to take our mind off Ukraine.
The Russians.
Come on.
The Russians took the plane in order to subdiffuse of this other. Wow. No, I don't go along with that. But see, this is the interesting thing about Floyd when he calls in. There's little nuggets of truth mixed in with all the poop. Thanks for calling. What's your name? Is this Earl?
Yes, this is Earl.
Hey, Earl, what can we do for you?
Well, we would sure missed you Saturday.
Oh, yes, sir. I apologize. I had some things that popped up, and I could not avoid, so I apologize for that profusely.
Well, we'll do it again next time.
Absolutely.
But,
absolutely.
The thing that a lot of people aren't talking about, our country has gotten weaker and weaker during the last 6 years. We should have been. The pipeline should have been a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
The drilling for oil, we would be in a strength than a weakness. But that is not our president. He prefers the U.S. to be a weakness.
Yeah, with this Keystone Pipeline, you have the Democrats saying, well, if we do this, I don't want us selling any of that oil on the national market. I'm sorry. Yes, you do. We need to be a significant thorn in the side and a major competitor of Russian oil export. We need to be their competitor. We need the world to say, you know what, Russia? We're not going to buy from you. We're buying from the United States. They give us a better deal, and we're not worried about them taking over our country. Thank you very, very much for calling in. I appreciate it. We are running a bit late for our commercial break. So let's take a commercial break. I know it's part of your favorite part of the show anyway. And we'll take more of your phone calls as we get into the rather unfortunate story of the teacher that has gotten caught with child pornography. That coming up next after this and the news. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News Feedback, 715-845-2155.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.